Starting from a few lines down on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara, after having mentioned earlier that there is a potential machlokas between some who hold that the minimum size of a sukkah is 4x4 amos, and there are others who hold that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So now the Gemara paskins in terms of that machlokas as to the minimum size of a sukkah in terms of width and length. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he says the following. Halacha tzricha shtei machzekes rosho verubo v'shochano. The halacha is that the sukkah's minimum size has to be enough to contain his head, most of his body, and his table. That's the minimum shear, which we translate to 7x7 tefachim. Amrali Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says to him, come on, who are you holding like? Kibbe Shammai like Beis Hillel? But the Beis Shammai, we never paskin like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. So Amrali, Ella, come on. He says, what do you want from me? Who else is it like? Yes, indeed, this is the halacha. It's like Beis Shammai. Igad Amri, a slightly different version of that response. Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Lachamani. Who told you this? Who said that the halacha is like this? That it's 7x7? Isn't that like Beis Shammai? So Amrali, Beis Shammai. He says it's like Beis Shammai. Velo tazuz mina. Nonetheless, don't veer from it at all. Don't move from it at all. This is the correct halacha. So now the Gemara turns to ask a question on this. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak told us that the halacha is, like Beis Shammai, that we have to sit in a sukkah that's at least enough to hold our heads, most of our bodies, and our table. However, who says Beis Shammai Beis Hillel even argue about this in the first place? Maskevler of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel besukkah ketani pligi. Who says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue over this, the minimum size of a sukkah? Dilma besukkah gedola pligi. Maybe they argue by the regular, bigger sukkah, which is not about its minimum size, but rather, we could go into Yosef Apuma de Matulsa, Vishokhana Vishokhabayas. But rather, it's where he's sitting at the edge of the sukkah, and his table is inside of the house. To be Shammai Savri Gazrin and Shema Yimshach Achar Shokhano, maybe he'll be drawn after his table. He has the food on his table, which is inside the house, and he'll follow it to eat it, and he'll be outside of the sukkah. Beis Hillel Savri Lo Gazrin. Beis Hillel says, no, we don't make such a gazera, and we allow somebody to sit in the sukkah as long as it's big enough, when his table is not in the sukkah. So, where do you see that they argue about the minimum size of the sukkah? And moreover, we'll make a proof from the actual wording of the Mishnah. Vedeka Nami, and you can infer this as well from the wording of the Mishnah itself, Dekatani. Mishahaya Rosho Verubo Basukkah, Vishochana Basokha Bayas, somebody whose head and most of his body and his table are in the sukkah, but his table is inside of the house. Beis Shammai posts them. Beis Shammai says that it's pasul. Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Hillel says that it's kosher. Vim Isa, and if it were really true that they argued over the minimum size and not over whether or not the table needs to be in the sukkah, Machzakas Vein Machzakas Mibar Leisher said it's able to contain his table, or it's not able to contain his table. By saying that it's in his table's in the sukkah or not in the sukkah, that shows that they argue not about the minimum size, but rather about whether or not you need your table in the sukkah. So, how can you say we possibly like Beis Shammai in terms of the minimum shear of the sukkah? They never argued over the minimum size of the sukkah. So the Gemara now says, wait, do they really never argue over the minimum size of a sukkah? Basukkah ketana lo pligi? Do they not argue over the minimum size of a sukkah? Va'atanya machzekes rosho v'rubo v'shochano k'shera. That a sukkah which is able to contain his head, most of his body, and his table is kosher, the Tanakhama of this brisa says. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi argues, ad shehei ba'arba amos al arba amos. No, the minimum size is 4x4, not 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And yet we have another brisa, v'tanya idach. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, kol sukkah she'ein ba'arba amos al arba amos psula. Any sukkah that doesn't have 4x4 amos is pasul. V'chumar from the chum say, afilu ein machzekes el rosh v'rubo k'shera. If the chum say that it, as long as it's able to contain his head and most of his body, it's kosher. V'ilu shulchan lo katani. This second brisa, in the opinion which argues on Rabbi, Rabbi says you need 4x4 amos in both brisas. But in the first brisa, the way that the brisa had said the opinion of the Tanakhama, the opinion of the Rabbanan, is that it needs to contain his head, most of his body, and room for his table. That's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And yet this second brisa has the chum argument on Rebbe, yes, but saying that you only need to have room to contain his head and most of his body. It doesn't mention his table, which is 6x6 tefachim in total. And therefore, there seems to be a discrepancy between these brisas. We didn't mention anything about his table in the second brisa. Kashana adari. So the two brisas seem to contradict between the opinions of the Rabbanan. Elav, Shmami na habe Shammai habe Hillel. It must be that it was a different person in the brisa arguing on Rebbe. In the first brisa, it was Beis Shammai, who says you need 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. In the second brisa, it was Beis Hillel, who says you need only 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. So you see, they do argue over the minimum size of the sukkah as well. Amar Marzutra, Marzutra now comments, and he says that, look, Masnitzim Nami Deka, and you can even infer this from the wording of the Mishnah itself, just as we did beforehand, but now in the opposite way. You can infer that they argue over the minimum size of the sukkah from the wording of the Mishnah. Minikhtani Beis Shammai Poslinu Beis Hillel Machshir. That Beis Shammai says the sukkah itself is puzzle, and Beis Hillel says the sukkah itself is valid. V'im Isa, and if it was really true that they were only arguing over whether or not the table needs to be in there, don't talk about the sukkah, talk about whether you fulfilled your obligation. Beis Shammai Omrim Lo Yatzah. Beis Shammai should have said Lo Yatzah, he didn't fulfill his obligation. Beis Hillel Omrim Yatzah. We should have needed Beis Hillel to say then that he fulfilled his obligation. So, by not having it correctly worded in this fashion, but rather mentioning about the sukkah itself, whether it's valid or not valid, we see that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel also argue over whether or not a sukkah's minimum shear is 7 by 7 tefachim, as Beis Shammai holds, or 6 by 6 tefachim, as Beis Hillel holds. So, now we're stuck. Vela kasha mishaya. But if that's true now, so we're in contradiction. The two diukim from the mission itself, the two inferences, seem to go against one another. And overall, therefore, it seems like we don't know which one Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel really argued over. So the Gemara says, Lo'ola matarti pliki. Really, they argue over two different cases. Pligi b'sukkah katana, upligi b'sukkah gudola. They argue by a small sukkah, meaning the minimum size of a sukkah, and they also argue by a large sukkah, meaning to say they argue over a sukkah, which is a valid length and width, but over a different factor, i.e. whether or not the table is inside of it. And the Mishnah is lacking words, and here's how you're supposed to read it. Somebody who had most of his body in his sukkah and his table are not in the sukkah, but rather inside the house. Beis Shammai omer lo yotza. Beis Shammai says, you didn't fulfill your obligation, because we have a gezeira that maybe you'll go and you'll fall after your table. Beis Hillel omer yotza. Beis Hillel says, no, you're yotza. Beis Shammai omer lo yotza. Beis Shammai says, no, you're yotza. And if it only has large enough space, 6 by 6 tefachim, not 7 by 7, Beis Shammai post them. Beis Shammai say it's a puzzle sukkah. Beis Hillel machshir. Beis Hillel permit such a sukkah. So, overall, indeed, they argue over two separate machlokasim, and both can be inferred from the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 by 7 tefachim. Beis Hillel says, no, it's 6 by 6 tefachim. And they also argue, even if it's a large enough sukkah, according to everyone, let's say it's 10 tefachim by 10 tefachim, everyone would agree that's a good sukkah. But if your table is not in the sukkah, but rather inside your house, and you're sitting on the edge of your sukkah, and we worry, or we don't worry, as we'll see, whether or not we follow after the table, and therefore tell him that he's not yotzei his obligation. Beis Shammai says, you're not yotzei your obligation in such a scenario, where you're in the sukkah, but your table's in the house. And Beis Hillel says, you are.